This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of people protested in several cities around Iran on Saturday after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a civilian Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. AP's Ben Thomas has more on Iran's statement.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Tehran, protesters gathered near universities and called for the resignation of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and chanted, "Down with liars and death to dictators." Saturday's demonstrations come 2 months after Iran cracked down on massive anti-government protests brought about by an increase in the price of subsidized gasoline in November. Iran declined to release a death toll at the time, but Amnesty International said more than 300 people had been killed. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterward, President Tsai said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. Taiwanese citizens say in surveys they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.